for being on the sideline, watching the game, being away from the game, but still being involved?
Oh, it's always good to be around the game, you know, even though I can't play. Learning every day, you know. All in the quarterback's ears, you know, the receiver's ears, just learning.
Were you able to watch Anquan maybe pick up some tips or
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm learning from everybody, you know. Anquan, he's an old guy, older cat, been in the league for a while. You know, I'd be a fool to not, you know, steal something from him, you know. So, we just out here practicing, you know, really ready to play. I'm really ready to play, you know. It's been a long time coming, so.
Nobody has seen you and Anquan together on the same team on the field on a Sunday. What can we expect with the Crabtree Bowling combination?
Just football, you know. I don't want to hype nothing up, you know. I just want to go out there and play ball like I do every Sunday when I'm out there. It's going to be good to be out there with everybody, you know. Back out there with my offensive line, you know, them some of my favorite guys. D-line, you know, Cowboy and them. It's really going to be great to be out there with Anquan, though. You know, somebody you looked up to when you was younger. And get to play beside him. You know, last year I had Randy Moss. This year is Anquan. So, I mean, every year they give me somebody that's a vet.
Michael, was this the best case scenario you thought of after the injury of when you could get back in time for a stretch run with the team right in the nick of that?
Best case scenario? I wasn't really thinking about scenario. I was really thinking about just me getting right, you know. I guess everything happened for a reason, you know. I guess it's time for me to go, you know. I feel comfortable enough to go out there and play. And go out there and see what it do.
How did you feel this week in practice?
I feel great, you know. I feel real good. They did a good job of putting me in there, really just letting me spin, let me do my thing. But for the most part, I had fun.
How do you assess where the team's at right now, Michael, with 5 games to go, what they're going to need, not just from you, but everybody?
I can't really hear you, sir.
Where do you assess where this team's at right now with 5 games to go and what they'll need from you and everybody else?
Oh, we're just going to need to win. Everybody's going to have to bring it, you know, bring you all. It's going to take everybody, just not me. Just everybody as a whole, offense, defense, and special teams. Know where we left out from last year, so, I mean, we're trying to get right back there. So, I mean, it's going to take us winning one game at a time, you know.
What was the biggest thing that you had to overcome in your own mind in these 4 weeks now of practice since you've been cleared to practice?
Really just going out there. I mean, it's not overcoming nothing. It's really just going out there and how you feel, you know. Really just seeing how much pain you get out of, you know, your foot, the more you're running, you know. So, I mean, day-to-day thing. So, I mean, it wasn't stressful or nothing, just day-to-day thing. So.
Was this the first week we had 3 consecutive practices with the team?
I don't think so.
That first week?
I don't think so. Probably, no, I think last week I did 3. Half a day counts as a whole day, too, because I'm running routes, you know, so.
Was there any concern, like, you know, you practice full one day? How did you feel the next day? I mean, was there soreness? I mean, just
That was like 2 weeks ago, a week okay. ago. So I mean, we tried that. So the response, see how my foot responded on going a full day of practice. I mean, it responded well, no setbacks. So we're here now.
Just curious, when you watch yourself on film from these practices, did it look like the same guy?
Oh yeah. For the most part, it did. That's probably what's, you know, made me feel comfortable. So, I mean, just practicing every day, just really feeling the ground with my foot and just really going out there to play, you know.
Can you say now whether you ever compared notes with Kobe Bryant during your respective Achilles comebacks?
Nah, see, what happened was when I ran into Kobe, I don't think neither one of us was hurt then. You know, it was the All-Star week, you know. I guess he had his in playoffs, yeah, April, and I was right after, you know, with May, so.
And you're wearing something on
it? Huh?
Are you wearing something to keep you comfortable, support, no?
Some shoes.